減るけど。
Okay, so we were, the Mishnah. Shlosha shachlu ka'achas, the Balei Tosfos point out, right, that here what we mean is even if they have their own kikar, we don't define, you know, ka'achas meaning from the same kikar, but they're kovei asuda together. Einan rishayin l'chalik, v'chein dala, v'chein chamisha, vav nechalakin, as we said, arasara, v'arasara ein nechalakin, Archaf, because there's a special chalos of a chiyuv to use the shem havaya. Shtei chaburo shayu ochlos abayis echad. Bizman shem miktasan roin elu es elu. Hare elu mitzdarfin lezimun. Vim lav. Elu mizam na atzman. Ve elu mizam na atzman. So re'iya is the geder of what it means to be mitzarev. Ein mevarachin al hayayin ad shitin lesochol mayim. Right, as we know, there is meziga. So we'll get into that issue. So my kamash malan tanina chadazinda shlosh shachul kachas chayav lezame. So the Gemara says something important. Kamash malan gedem rabbi abba bar Shmuel shlosh shiyashu lachol kachas v'adayin loachol einon rishoyin lechalek. It's not just a chiyav, but there's an iser. Like we talked about, you know, the question of zivchei mesim. So lishna achrinam rabbi abba bar Shmuel hachik tanu shlosh shiyashu lachol kachas. Even as this is kind of like a secondary chabura, Amar of Chista, Adam. Okay, so what's the situation? If you take a look at Rashi, Chil Misayim of Chista, Shabao Mishosha Chabur Shoshosha Bnei Adam, Mechol Chabura, so there was a chiyuv of zimun that was chal on them. V'amar echad mikol chabura v'nitzarfu shlosha l'chabura achas. Okay, so he says ve'enan rishayin lechalek shekvar hukbu. So once there's a chova generated for zimun, it's not nifka even if you left your original chabura. Very fascinating. That's the chiddush. They never really ate together. So they're sort of riding off the halo of their previous kiviyas su'uda, and they still haven't discharged the chova of Zimun. So Amar Rava v'lo Amara, and this is important, Elo d'lo akdimu hanach v'izmun alayu b'duchtayu. Aval izmun alayu b'duchtayu parach Zimun minayu. Basically means that if they were ready, Yotzei the Zimun, there's a little bit of a machlokas Rashi Tosos, how to interpret this. Tosos has a little bit of an easier definition than Rashi. So let's say it was a situation where, you know, multiple people were eating together and one person pauses for the two to make their Zimun. So then that Chiyav of Zimun, it's Nifka. So Amirav Aminamin, unless it's Nan, Mata Shenignava Chatzao, O Shavda Chatzao, O Shachalkua, Achin, O Shutfin, Tahora. So you know the halacha is that a kli is mekabel tuma, but something which is broken is loses a chaloshim kli, so it's no longer mekabel tuma. So hechzira mekabel tuma mikan lhaba in the mafreyalo. So alma kevin de pagua parach le tuma mina. So achanami kevin de izmen alayhu parach zimun minayu. Very fascinating comparison. They have to go all the way to the world of Taros to figure out this idea that once the basic chiyuv of zimun has been discharged, that they're not going to have another chiyuv zimun. It's a very, ein gemarazo, omer ela darsheni. The Balei Tosfos raise an interesting question here. This is the Tosfos of Chalkua. Vim tomar amai lo parechacha mikol kli shenishbar v'tar, right? Standard kli charas. So v'li nira deshani hasam sheno roya nitztarif ha-kli yachad ulekabel tema afilu mikan lahaba. Right, you couldn't just quote the pasuk because there's no possibility of really putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. Whereas here, there is a possibility of these three individuals getting together and forming, you know, their own newer chabura. So it seems like the Balei Tosfos in this line are actually taking a stand on the issue of the machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer on the question of Tanur Shel Achnai, right? Whether that's actually considered a form of Shavira. his Tosfos is basically saying here that the very definition in general, when it comes to kelim, that are no longer going to be mekabel tuma, you know, chicharis asher sevushalbo yishaver, is that you don't really put it back together again. So beis chaburos, we said the gather in the Mishnah was ri'ya. Tanim yesh shamash b'nehem, the shamash is mitzarfan. So that's interesting. Rashi says, "Aval bi she'enenu roinus elu kigon yiriya prusa b'nehem." So ri'ya is a standard that the Mishnah uses, but the shamash can compensate for a lack of ri'ya. Now, what are the outer boundaries of this kula? So the Bali Tosfos say, "Bhu adin b'shnei batim ubnei adam omdim mishamshin mizolazo mitzdarfin." Okay, so if you have people literally in two fully different structures, but they're connected by, you know, the same waiters, v'cheni sabiru shalmi uvilvad sheyishmu berkas hamazon mipiyam bevarich v'ad nakav b'masnis and bayis echad mishum chiddush deseva dafilu bayis echad imlav ein mizamnin, that even if you have two different meals within one bias, the bias is not itself a sufficient mitzarif. V'chein beis chasanim kshe'ochen b'chopa beis batim ne'adim misham shem izolazo mitzarifin uvilvad shishmu berchas hamazon mipi hamivarech. So again, you know, the outer limits of the psak where ri'ya is not necessary is that you have to at least be able to hear the berkas hamazon. Okay. So in mevarchin al yayin, ten rabbanon yayin achla nasal nesoch chomayim in mevarchin alav. Rashi says because it's not really roi la'achila, so it doesn't get the bracha that reflects its iloy of borei pragaf and ela borei pra'etz v'notlin mimenu liadayim. It's basically considered a derivative of water. It's basically considered to be, you know, mei peros misha nasal nesoch chomayim. So that's the iloy mevarchin alav borei pragafen. Because that's a hefsed to the ochel. So that's divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Even if it's not diluted, but they don't allow it to be used in either case for netilas yadayim. You actually require outright water. So the Bali Atos say this could be based on the idea that, you know, it's not just water or anything halachically equivalent to water, dahinu mei peros, because when it comes to water, it says viadav lo shataf ba mayim. You actually require mayim, real water. Yeah. So kiman azal hada amar Shmuel osadam kol tzrachav bepas. That person doesn't have to be so concerned about denigrating or wasting the bread. So where, you know, according to whom is that? To Kaman Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Lazar, excuse me. So this is according to the Shita Rabbi Lazar that we saw a second ago, that we're not so worried about using the undiluted wine and wasting it for Netilas Yadayim. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Modim Chachamim, Rabbi Lazar, Bekoshal Bracha, Shem Nevarchin Alavachi Yitin the Sochomayim. My time, I'm Rabbi Oshaya, Ba'inan Mitzvah, Mina Mufchar, that when you're using it for a kos shel bracha, so then it should be diluted. Rabbanan lemai chazi. So I'm Reb Zera chazi lekoryatu. If it's not going to be diluted, it's not chazer, you know, it's not chazi for a kos shel bracha, so it can be used for a kind of a medicine. Tan Rabbanan arba dvarim nemru bepas. In manichin basar chay ala pas. Again, it would be an issue of mios, raw meat. Vein mavirin kos malay al hapas. Again, because we're concerned about the hefseid, vein zorkin es hapas, that's also mevaza the ochel, vein somchin es hakaara bepas. Again, the issue of zohama. So, meimar marzutra of Rashi, kracha rifta v'hadi adadi, I say the kame tamara urimoni, shakal marzutra pasak lakame de Ravashi. So, marzutra pelted Ravashi, or threw it at least in his direction, he threw one of the fruits. Okay, so question is, you know, what exactly, you know, is the status of this? Is it just a din and pas that we're not supposed to be zorik es pas because it has greater chashivas, or is it you know, a more general principle? So shakal mar zutra pasak lekami the Ravashi distina. Rashi says, what's the distina? Is manashal basar mevushal. Like a little bit strange that he would do that. So the Gemara says, "Amalelo savrlo marlo hadatani imzorkin es ochin." So how you bepass Tanya? That was only limited to bread. Vatanik shem shein zorkin es apas kachin zorkin es ochin. So Amalelo Tanya avo bishen zorkin es apas zorkin es ochin. Elo kasha halu bimidi mamis had bimidi dilo mamis. So maybe it depends on what the food actually is. That pas, it might be an intrinsic din in being mevazeh pas as a davar chashuv. But for everything else, you have to ask, you know, if the minhag is to throw things. The Balei Tosfos talk about throwing things not at bar mitzvahs, as is the minhag in our community, but throwing things at weddings. You have to be careful about two issues, about wasting the food, about the hefseid, and number two, about being mevazeh, causing it to become ma'us is also a problem. So Tanu Rabbanan, mamshichim yayin mitzinoros, lifnei chasav, lifnei kala, that was one of the ways that they were merakeid. And that's not a problem. Vizarkin the name Klaios Vegozin bimosa chama, valo bimosa gishamim, because again it could fall into the mud. Avaloglus kaos lobo bimosa chama, vilomo bimosa gishamim. Right? Then again, because they're more subject, Rashi says, to mios. Amrav Yehuda, shachach vihichnes ochlan desoch pib below bracha, misalka tzedechar mivorech. So tanya chada bolan, you should first swallow. Vitanya idach poltan, you should spit out. Vitani idach misalkan. And the third shita is you push them off the side. So lokasha, the tana bolan bimashkin, right? There's no way you can recite a bracha with mashkin. You may even choke. Vihatatanya poltan bimidi dilo mois. That's if you could spit it out and it doesn't become gross and you need it again. Vihatatanya misalkan bimidi de mavis. Right? If it becomes mo, so you have no choice. So bimidi dilo mavis namin the silkindu the tzad echad. So why do you have to spit it out? Vilivarech. So Tirgamar Rav Yitzchak, kas kesoa kame de Rabbi Yosi bar Avin mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan mishum shenemar yemale fi tilasecha. Doesn't make sense to say the bracha right with food in half of your mouth. So ba'am minei Rav Chista mishachal v'shasa v'lo birech ma'u sheyachzer v'yivarech. Right after you completed the meal. So Amr lo Misha achol shum v'reichon dode if yachzer v'yochol shum acher k'dei sheyireichon dode if you want to make matters worse. So Ravina hilkach avilu gamer su'daso yachzer v'yivarech t'tanya tabo v'ala omer b'aliyaso baruch asher k'neshanu v'mitzvosa v'tzivanu ala tzvila. So maybe we can bring a raya from the world of birchas ha-mitzvah that you can do it after the fact. After all, we know, says the Gemara, the Rambam links birchas ha-nanin with birchas ha-mitzvah with the k'shem and kach. So, no, just kidding. We didn't know that, right? But maybe they anticipated it. Velohi hasa meikamber meikara gavrelo chazi hacha meikara gavre chazi veholo veidchi idchi. Right? Since it's a matir, right? Once you miss out on the matir and it's gone, so you're not going to say the bracha afterwards. Obviously, if you still have futid, so then for sure you should, you know, it goes without saying that the bracha, you know, should absolutely be recited. So the Balei Tosfos. Wondering, what do you mean, gavra lo chazi? Tame is an asur levarich. So, you know, Rashi quotes in different places. Maybe this is Takanos Ezra. And the Balei Tosfos give the same answer they give him, Sachem, that what do we mean, gavra lo chazi? We're talking about the ger, right? And I always like to say that's the paradigmatic tevila, because gershin is ger katan hanola dami, and the whole issue of mikvah is really an issue of rebirth. V'chein tivas yadayim. So that's a little bit of a harder argument in terms of, you know, why it would be that would be dispositive. But Tevilas Ger, I think, is a very strong case to be made. So Tanu Rabbanan, Ispargus, anybody familiar with that word? Right, so it's not asparagus, but as Rashi says, kosha yuhos shosu b'chol boker, right, aliba reikana lerefua, so it's a morning elixir that they used to have, yafel aleva tova leinayim, kosha came with name ayim, v'aragil bo, yafel chol gofer, v'amishtaker himenu, right, you overdo it, kosha lechol gufo, so miktana yafel leiv, michal de b'chamra askina, right, because what's the general principle? V'yayin, yesamach levav enosh, right, v'lechem levav enosh yisad. So it sounds like we're dealing with a form of chamra. Uktani v'chol shekin edei me'ayim, v'atanya l'lo'at yafe l'ramat, we'll explain in a second, Lulad yafet l'ramat kasha. So Rashi says, asparagus shel yayin misiman ramat rosh me'ayim tachtonios, the digestive tract. So we have a machlokas, is it really good for your GI system? So kitanya hahi b'miyushan, kitatan nikonam yayin shanitoim, sheyayin kasha l'vnei me'ayim, right? It's very difficult to understand. Amrlo velo miyushan yafe hu l'vnei me'ayim v'shasak. So asr b'chada shemotar b'miyushan shema mina. So the answer is, it really depends on what kind of wine it is that we are talking about. Just to show you that Tosus had said that it was alluding to, so Tosus had said, Lobi mosagi shaman is the bottom Tosus and enum beis, avo pi shebegozim eno ochel nimas v'sochem ikom vakom shehen oklin betit nimasim, even if it has a shell, nobody's going to want to eat muddy things. Miu achshav, shedarkam nizrok chitim v'es chasanim tzarech li zayar shelo yizrikum ela b'makom naki. You have to be careful that if you're going to throw them, that you're going to throw them in a makom naki so that it doesn't become ma'us, because this is all part of the broader structure associated with Baal Tashchis. Okay, so we'll hold it up here. Did anybody get any further clarity on when the dinner is going to be?